Kieran. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. For folks who aren't sure yet, and we've had you folks on enough, but just in case, let them know what the Michigan League for Human Services does.
Sure. The Michigan League for Human Services, or the League as we're known, is a statewide advocacy organization that advocates on behalf of low-income families and children in the state.
There was a recent vote in the House Family, Children, and Seniors Committee to enact a stricter 48-month time limit on cash assistance, and this could hurt very vulnerable families at a time that, of course, we have double-digit unemployment and so many other challenges, and I know you're concerned about this.
Yeah, we're very concerned. There was a vote by the House Committee yesterday that sent out two proposal that are most definitely going to hurt our most vulnerable families here in the state. As some folks know, the state has had a four-year time limit on how long vulnerable families, low-income families, can get cash assistance to help them out. These proposals are changing that four-year limit in terms of how, what months count towards your four-year limit, what months don't. I know a little bit complicated, but it has to do with if you're a working family but still not making enough money to get off cash assistance, that doesn't count as a month towards your 48 months. So the bottom line really is that over 12,000 low-income families with children, these are all families with children, are going to lose their cash assistance if these bills go through the legislature.
The Center for Civil Justice and the Michigan League for Human Services has joined the protest. These House bills, 4409 and 4410, would eliminate the cash assistance, as you mentioned, for more than 12,000 people. What's the status of those bills as we speak?
Well, the bills have been reported out of committee yesterday, so they are in the House, and so the House of Representatives will have the opportunity to vote on these bills. We are certainly encouraging them to defeat the bills because, you know, this is challenging times for low-income families here in Michigan, and this is not the only thing that's happening for them. There are proposed tax changes, there are proposed budget changes, there are proposed policy changes that are all seeming to be aimed at low-income families in our state.
Karen, there is a candidate for the United States Senate. His name is Randy Heckman, and he believes we're at a point in time now where we cannot count on the federal, the state, or city government to help folks who are in need, that private resources and citizens are going to have to step up because we simply can't afford these programs anymore. How would you respond to that?
Well, I don't agree with him. There is a very important role for government in terms of helping people, especially the most vulnerable among our communities and in our state. Not only are we talking about helping to support families and supporting children, but in doing so, we're also talking about supporting local communities and businesses as well. When these families have money in their pocket, when they're able to pay their bills, that helps local businesses and local communities as well. So there are many reasons why it's important for government to step up and to continue to provide support for these families. And I, you know, the idea that somehow the private sector, the nonprofit sector, has the ability to step in and take over is, I think, really naive.
All right, final question for you. How are we going to pay for this then?
Well, we can pay for this in the same way we have been paying for it, which is through our state budget. There are tax changes that could be made. We could modernize Michigan's tax structure and have plenty of money for these programs and many other programs, so we wouldn't have everyone fighting over a shrinking pie here in the state of Michigan. We need to increase the size of the pie, and we need to do that by modernizing our tax structure.
Do you think that the state's legislatures hear you, and do you think they're going to work on that?
There does not seem to be a lot of political will right now to modernize our tax structure, but we're going to continue to advocate for that, and we're going to continue to point out what short-sighted decisions these would be to continue to target low-income families.
All right, Karen Holcomb Merrill is the policy director for the Michigan League for Human Services. Karen, stay in touch. We appreciate your time.
Yep. Have a good day, Tony.
You're